Do you have an idea for a podcast, but you don't know where to start? Maybe you're overwhelmed by all the tech or you're convinced nobody will actually listen to you. Well, I'm Shauna Game. After 9.5 years as a professional podcaster, at this show, Everyone's Talking Money, and 25 million downloads later, let me tell you the secret to a profitable podcast. It is building a solid foundation, your podcast roadmap before you launch. That's why I created the Podcaster Class, a fast-paced group cohort podcasting for profit 8-week style MBA program. The Podcaster Class is immersive, comprehensive, and insanely motivational. If you want to create a podcast, DIYing a launch is just not the way to go. In the Podcaster Class, you'll get the tools, tips, and strategies to create a podcast that resonates with listeners and one you can be proud of. Get this, 90% of podcasters never make it to episode 3. That's 2.8 million podcasters who just quit. So to be a top podcaster, you only need to publish 21 episodes, but you got to make them good. So in the Podcaster Class, I'm taking the mystery out of how to create, launch, and profit from your podcast so you can create a top 1% podcast just like this one. The May cohort is now open for enrollment. Classes start May 22nd. There are only 15 spots open. You are going to learn podcasting with me and 14 other amazing people. You can learn all the details at thepodcasterclass.com. Use code podcast when you sign up for $100 off. That's thepodcasterclass.com. When it comes to financial advice, you got to trust the source. It's why you listen to this podcast. When I'm looking to upgrade my wallet, I turn to NerdWallet. Their expert team of nerds dives into the details to help you find smarter financial products. Before NerdWallet, I was paying for vacations all wrong. I was missing out on miles. I didn't even know I was leaving on the table. Now I've got a new card with more miles and more upgrades. What could future you do with more travel rewards? I don't know, maybe that fancy hotel upgrade that you have always been dreaming about. Wherever you go next, make it happen with a smarter travel credit card. Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. As with all cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. I'm sharing 15 money to do items this summer to get yourself set up for the rest of the year so you can just stress less. Welcome to Everyone's Talking Money podcast. I'm your host, Shauna Game. There's no judgment, no dumb questions, just smart conversations about you and your money. So come on in and grab a seat. Everyone is welcome here.
Everyone knows that putting money aside in savings is really important. But then what? Should you keep your savings locked in a CD for a higher rate or keep them liquid in a money market? Can your checking account help you save too? Or is it about creating the right combination? We believe real banking is a conversation. Let's talk about the savings options that are right for you. Learn more at sandyspringbank.com. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to another episode of Everyone's Talking Money. It's so good to have you here. I have a secret confession. I love these solo episodes so much. They're always my favorite to do because I get to just kind of riff around a bit about money topics that I really enjoy. There's no script. I just get to talk a little bit about things that I think are really important for you to, I don't know, have on your to-do list. And the summer is always my most favorite time of the year. My birthday is in July, and I love a warm day where it stays light out well past 9 o'clock where I live. And just, I don't know, everything about the summer is so inviting to me. I love pools, I love the ocean, rivers, a stream. I even love a good shower. Anything with water involved, I'm really in for. And summer just brings it out, right? It's time to eat the popsicles and the ice cream and crank on the air conditioner. It's just always fun for me when it comes around to summer. It's also smack dab in the middle of the year. And a really good time to check in on your money so that you can stay on top of things without stressing yourself out for the rest of the year. I wish I could say that I could wipe away all of money stress, but I know that is just not possible. It's not even possible for me to do for myself, but maybe I can encourage you in this episode to take a couple of these items and just knock them off one after the next with an ease, with a relaxation, maybe taking some breaths in between and not worrying so much about your money, but also knowing we're at this midpoint of the year. So it's a good time to just do a little check-in. So this item isn't specifically on my list, but I will say if you're self-employed or maybe if you got a new job this year and your income is increasing or even decreasing a ton over last year, it might be worth doing a quick check-in with your accountant or your CPA. Usually you can buy half hour or an hour of their time. Some CPAs and accountants will just meet with you during the summer because they really don't have a lot going on. And they're not going to charge you for that session, but it's a good idea to just plan out your taxes for the rest of the year to make sure that you don't get to December 30th and realize, oh my gosh, I think I'm going to have a really big tax bill, or maybe I missed some of my expenses, and just kind of talk things through with your accountant. I've also recently gotten into an app. It's called Keeper Tax. I'll link it in the show notes. And it helps you find tax deductions in your spending, in your credit cards or your bank accounts, whatever you use. So if you're self-employed or you have a side hustle and you're trying to figure out what deductions you could take, I would highly recommend it. I've started using it even though I'm pretty well-versed in the deductions that I can take, but it's even found a couple of things that I was like, wow, I didn't even know that. So that might just be a little something to keep in your pocket. Okay, let's move on to this list. So the first thing is spending with intention. It's really easy to get to this midpoint in the year and spending to just get a little kooky. It's summer, you want to do things. We've all come out of the pandemic where we couldn't spend a lot of money. So it's easy to want to do all the things, to want to travel all the places, to want to eat all the restaurants, to want to buy all of the things. And before you know it, you're looking at your credit card balances. They're kind of creeping up. Maybe you don't have as much in your bank account or your savings account, or maybe your emergency fund's getting a little, little in the scary zone for you. Scary zone is for each of us to interpret on our own. But it tends to happen that we start spending money around this time of the year without really thinking about, do we need this? So I always suggest that you ask yourself three whys. Why do I want this? Why do I need this now? Why is this going to add value to my life or not add value, right? And the whole purpose of asking all of these why questions is just to get to the bottom of, do I really want this item or do I really want to go do this thing, regardless of the impact that it will have on my other money goals? Sometimes the answer is yes, absolutely. For example, I got a puppy in the end of March. Her name is Winnie. She is a mountain golden doodle. She's beautiful. She's black and white. And it looks like she's wearing a little tuxedo. Her tail tip is white. Her paws are all white and the rest of her body is black. And we got her because she's going to eventually be a service dog for me. If you're a new listener and you don't know this, in 2018, I had an accident, became deaf in my left ear. So I'm deaf with chronic tinnitus, which is like the worst buzzing, whirling static in your head all day long, every day, going on 4 years now. And it's been particularly challenging as a podcaster. So one of the things that I wanted to get is a service dog to just help me hear on my left side. So we knew this was going to be a huge investment, not only to get her, but to train her and then everything involved. And it definitely put the pause button on some of our other money goals, but that was a very intentional spend. We knew what we were doing. We knew how much it was going to cost. And we said, okay, we need to do it anyway. Now, I've spent a lot of money on clothes and things this summer that I really didn't need that were not that intentional. And I kind of think, wow, I could have done so many other cool things with that money. So this isn't a perfect science. It's not for you to have a passing grade or a non-passing grade. It's just for you to think about when you're buying something out of the ordinary or doing something out of the ordinary where you're spending a large sum of money, do it with a little intentionality, right? Really stopping to think about, do I need this? Maybe the answer is yes. Maybe the answer is no. Is there maybe a better way I could buy this? Maybe it's yes. Maybe it's no. How does this impact my goals, right? So just kind of think out those things. The next thing on your to-do list is very simple. It's just to check in on your money goals. Where are you? Where are you in maybe paying off debt or saving for your emergency fund or investing? Saving for a house. I mean, there are so many different money goals you can have. Maybe even your money goal is just to not feel so stressed out and so anxious about money. That is an amazing money goal to have. There is a lot of relief and a lot of change that can happen in your life if you fully lean into that money goal. But money goals are individual to each of us. So if you haven't set any money goals for this year, well, now is a great time. What are you waiting for? And if you have, maybe it's time to check in on those. Where are you? Maybe some fall off. Maybe it's time to add some money goals to the list. I will also say if you're in a relationship, this is a really good time. Like, go do something fun. Go to somewhere that you really love, whether it's a park or your backyard or a restaurant that you enjoy, whatever is an interesting environment for you, and have a discussion over your money goals with your partner. Where are you at? Where do you want to be? What does the next 6 months look like, right? And try to do this process without judgment. It's really hard to do. But try to remember that the person on the other side, they have their wants and desires and needs and strengths and weaknesses just like you do. So I like to use this as a fun activity and not something that is stressful. Let's really remove as much of the stress around money as humanly possible. Okay, the next item on your summer money to-do list is a wellness check, a healthcare checkup. So health insurance isn't sexy until we need health insurance, then it becomes super uber sexy. But this midpoint in the year is a great time to just check in on your benefits. Are there benefits maybe you're not using that are complementary in your plan? Maybe it's an annual physical. For the ladies listening, maybe it is a mammogram or a gynecological visit. I know, not always the most fun thing to do, right? But if it's included in your plan, it probably makes sense to just take advantage of it. You can also check in on your flexible spending accounts or your health savings accounts. How are you tracking there? That will help you kind of figure out maybe next year how much money you want to put in any of those accounts. And then the last thing is to just think about any medical costs that might be coming up next year. So open enrollment is later this year, and maybe you might have a surgery next year. Maybe you're trying to have a kid. There are a lot of things, of course, that we don't know, but if there are some things that you might be aware of that are coming up next year, start thinking about them in terms of the plan you're going to pick for next year, right? Make sure that your deductible is one that's going to make sense for your finances, that your monthly premium is one that's going to make sense, all of those good things. But sometimes there are benefits in your healthcare plan that you're not taking advantage of. Sometimes it's things like maybe you have dental coverage and maybe you have a couple of free annual dental checkups, or maybe you have eye vision and you can get a free eye exam. Some even have free glasses or contacts. So I don't know. I'm just always a fan of taking advantage of the free stuff. It's there for you, right? The next item on your to-do list is review your car insurance. So we recently had a guest on the podcast and she was a car insurance expert. And she was talking about how it's really important to shop your car insurance at least once a year and shop it with three different companies because the rates change all of the time. And quite possibly, if you haven't shopped your car insurance in quite some time, that there are better options out there, meaning better coverage for less money. So that is something that we just recently did and figured out that we could save about $75 a month. That is considerable savings, I think, for the same coverage. We already had great coverage to begin with. So then I'm able to take that $75 and put it towards another goal, which is just the beauty of the summer money checkup, is that you can find money and then you could just reroute it towards all of your other goals. So that kind of rolls into the next item, which is call your cell phone carrier, call your internet carrier, ask them if you're on the best plan for you. Again, I do this at least once a year, usually in the summer, and then usually actually again in January, where I call these companies, and I would say about 8 out of 10 times there is a better plan for less money that I can move to. And sometimes the savings is small, maybe it's $10 or $15 a month, but sometimes the savings is quite large. We were just able to save on our internet, I believe it was about $35 a month by moving on to a better plan that more aligned with how we were using our internet. Again, that's significant money. So between that and car insurance, that's over $100. $100 starts to become quite significant. That's over $1,200 a year. There's so many different things that you can do about that or with it. Or you could even do something, I don't know, let's throw out the word intentional. Maybe you want to go on a trip, right? Well, there you just found $1,200. You didn't have to make a penny more. You just had to be smarter with how you're using your money. Okay, the next item is thinking about where is your money mindset? So we talk about this a lot on the show, but 90% of money success, I'm using air quotes there because success is completely up to you to decide what that is, but 90% of that is what's going on in your brains, right? It's your behaviors, your feelings, your money story, how you were raised, all of that. So maybe just take a time out and think about your feelings around money. Where are they currently at? How are you currently feeling about your money? And dig deep into that. Ask yourself why. Why am I feeling this way? Because your feelings influence your behavior. Your behaviors and your actions have a direct tie to your ability to really do the how-tos around money. So if I'm always spending money because I'm feeling anxious, and then I'm racking up more debt, which makes me feel more anxious, there's a cycle that's happening there. And what I need to do is stop and really think about, why am I spending money when I feel anxious? What is that about? What does money give me in that particular moment in time? Can I change that? Can I recognize those moments of anxiety? And can I either put the pause button on so I don't spend money, or can I just think it through a little bit, right? So I'm trying to break that cycle. And you would be surprised when you spend some time thinking about this, thinking about your feelings and how your feelings influence your behaviors and actions. And then that, of course, then influences your progress towards your money goals or your success or whatever the right word is. When you take that time to just have that time out and really think about your feelings, you don't have to change anything, but just the action of thinking about it starts to change things. It's so very powerful. Okay, friend, I want to know, what are your money goals this year? Are you saving to buy a house or maybe a wedding or a dream vacation to somewhere tropical? If that's you, please, please take me with you. Or maybe you want to just grow your emergency fund because, let's be real, life is expensive. I want to make sure you reach your goals, so you need Monarch. That's why the Wall Street Journal named it the best app for growing your savings. Monarch is the top-rated, all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. You can create custom budgets, track progress towards your financial goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. Here's what I love. Monarch is the most customizable budgeting app. You can change the layout of your dashboard. You can go between light and dark mode. You can create custom budgets and notifications. You can set up all of these automatic rules for your transactions and notifications, and so much more. Monarch is obsessed with constantly improving their product. Get this. They release updates every 2 weeks, and they even allow customers to submit suggestions, vote on requested features, and view the product roadmap. This, my friend, is totally original. Plus, they will never sell your data to third party or show you ads. I think that's really important. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it is the top-rated personal finance app. And now, listeners of this show get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. That's monarchmoney.com/ETM for your extended 30-day free trial. The weather is getting warmer. I'm so excited, and it is time to say goodbye to all those jackets and sweaters, and hello to the shorts and t-shirts. I wanted to update my summer workout wardrobe for the long haul without, you know, spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince, and I am in love. Quince is your go-to place from everything from premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part of all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes those savings on to you. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. Okay, I bought the dreamiest pair of workout leggings and a bright pink workout top to match. Honestly, ladies, I gotta tell you, these leggings you need. The price cannot be beat, and I feel like a million bucks wearing this cozy workout friendly outfit. I've worn it for like 5 days straight. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/ETM for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/ETM to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/ETM. I'm sorry, but I have the best dog ever. Her name is Winnie Stardust. She is a mini golden mountain doodle, full of life, and I would do just about anything to keep her happy, healthy, and safe. Today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. Your pet is part of your family, and you want to do the best for them. But vet bills can really add up. We jokingly keep telling Winnie she needs to get a job to pay for her vet bill. That's why you should check out pet insurance. And with ASPCA Pet Health Insurance, you can focus on the care your pet deserves and cover what matters most. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customized accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping to ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are. Because vet bills can really add up, especially when you are least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim, and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/ETM. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/ETM. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/ETM. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independent American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer, is not engaged in the business of insurance. All right, the next item on our summer money to-do list is the holidays, of course, right? Before you know it, it's going to be Halloween, and then before they even take the Halloween stuff away, it's Thanksgiving, and then before they take that stuff away, it's Christmas and New Year's. So this is a good time to start saving for the holidays. Get your list ready. Who do you need to buy for? How much is it going to cost? What are you going to set aside in your savings account so that you make sure you have that money available? You don't have to go to your credit cards. Also, I always love to use credit card points around the holidays, so nobody has to know how you were able to purchase the gift. But you can usually exchange credit card points for restaurant gift certificates or the movies or shopping. So what I typically do is I will exchange points for different stores for shopping gift certificates. Then I'll go to the store and actually purchase something for that person. So the beauty of it is I haven't had to come out of pocket. I'm just utilizing the credit card points that I've built up all year long. So just start thinking about the holidays, right? The next thing is thinking about, are there any benefits at work that you're maybe not taking advantage of? Maybe there is life insurance that is an option for you, but you haven't opted in. Maybe disability insurance. Maybe you haven't utilized all of your PTO or your time off. I'm a big fan of taking vacations. They are amazing for your mental health. Of course, I want you to be super careful. Now we're still in the world of COVID, so I want you to be careful. Maybe even there are benefits, like I mentioned before, maybe discounts for glasses or contacts or gym memberships. There's so many interesting fringe benefits that companies are offering these days that most people just don't take advantage of. So if you're an employee working for a company, reach out to your HR department and say, hey, is there anything available to me that I'm just not utilizing? Chances are the answer is yes. And again, if it's optioned for you and it's free, I say totally take advantage of it. Okay, the next item on our to-do list is, this sounds simple, but I know it can be very complicated. Know what you're invested in. So if you're invested in the 401k, or maybe you have your own IRA or Roth, know what you're invested in. Figure out what funds your money is in. The stock market, yes, it's been all over the place, upside down, backwards. It's going to continue that way, I think, for maybe the rest of this year as things kind of level out. But I want you to not be afraid to make some changes in your retirement plan. It's also a great time to rebalance your portfolio so you keep that asset allocation that you want. For example, maybe when you set up your 401k, you wanted to be 80% in stock and 10% in bonds and 10% in cash, but you've been contributing for a few years now. It's very easy for that allocation to get out of whack, to get a little screwy. So maybe this is the time to go in and rebalance that allocation, get it back to the 80% stock, 10% bonds, 10% cash. I'm just throwing out numbers. That is not how you should have your portfolio allocated, right? It's up to you how you want to allocate your portfolio. There are also great companies like Bloom with three O's. I've mentioned them before on this show. They help you figure out what to invest in your 401k. So if you are totally confused what to invest in, they are a great company. Yes, they charge a fee, but they actually look at your options. They look at your risk tolerance, how risky you want to be, and they help you come up with a portfolio that makes sense for you. So I don't ever want you to just be invested in your 401k or your IRA or your Roth and just have that money in cash or the money market account. It's really not doing anything for you. Remember, we got to get some upward lift to our money that is more than inflation, cost of living. Right now, that's really high, but it's normally somewhere around 2 and 3%, right? So we've got to get our money that's invested to get some lift above that. All right, the next item is pretty simple. I want you to just pick one area of money to work on for the next couple of months. What is it that you want to learn about and grow in? We have so many money experts on this show, so many people who share their experiences and their opinions about all different things, from investing to paying off debt to side hustles to real estate to cryptocurrency to franchising. I mean, I could just go on and on, right? So pick one area of finances you want to work on. Go in there, listen to those episodes again, right? Reach out to the people that were on the show. Most everyone who's been on the show is more than open to having you connect with them, tell them that you heard them on the show, and you want to pick their brain, you want to ask them a question, whatever it might be, right? Just dig into one area and grow your knowledge in that one area. All right, in case you don't know, on August 31st, unless this has changed, but I don't know, it's not looking like it's going to, but we shall see. Student loan payments are set to resume. So if you've had your student loan payment on pause, I want you to start thinking about now. You've got a little bit over a month to start thinking about that loan payment that's going to come up again, right? Make sure that you can afford that payment. Call your loan servicing company. Ask them if you're on the right plan for you. Maybe you've switched your jobs in the last couple of years. Maybe your income has gone down. Maybe there is a better income repayment plan for you than you were on before. So make all those change proactively, right? Do them before August 31st. So then you don't even have to worry about it. You've already got that all set up. All right, next on our summer to-do list is plan to fund either your Roth IRA or your traditional IRA. If you have a 401k, yes, you can open an IRA. There are some limitations about deductibility, so make sure that you reach out to your accountant or your CPA about that. If you don't have a 401k, you can set up a Roth or an IRA, and with the IRA, you can enjoy tax deductibility, which is brilliant. So for 2022, for both your Roth or your traditional IRA, you can contribute up to $6,000 or $7,000 if you're age 50 or older for the year. There are so many great online companies that we have showcased on the show, like Wealthfront, that can help you set up a portfolio. There's Elvest is another amazing one. Betterment. There are so many great robo-advisors that can help you with this. But if you have some extra income, now is the time to start thinking about it. You don't have to move all the money over in one big swoop, but maybe you could plan, maybe you can only put in $1,000 this year. So maybe you think about over the next couple of months, maybe I'm going to put in $200 a month or $250 a month, whatever it is, right? Also, make sure that you're taking advantage of your company 401k match at work. A lot of times, especially when the market is a little kooky, it's easy to say, oh, I'm not going to invest. But if you have a match at work, that is essentially free money. And if I'm going to teach you anything, it's not to pass up free money, right? So I don't want you to feel scared about investing. Take advantage of these benefits like the match. Invest up to the match, right? The market isn't always going to be crazy like this, right? This is the economic cycle. This is what happens. Market cycle, real estate market cycle, everything cycles, all right? So I just want you to take a little bit of a breath and know that it's not always going to be like this. So to set up a Roth IRA or a traditional IRA, you have to have what's considered earned income, right? So income that is coming from a job that you're going to declare on your tax return, either your 1099 or, maybe you have some side hustle, 1099 money, whatever it might be. You need to have some sort of earned income. All right, I'm going to be real with you. Identity theft is on the rise, and you do not want to wake up one morning and discover that your bank account has been emptied or you're overdue on credit cards you never even applied for. We talk about this often on the podcast, but you don't realize how much of your information is available to scammers on the internet and how susceptible you and your family are to identity theft and fraud. I know, it's scary, but now you can get your data removed with Delete Me. That's why I personally choose Delete Me. Delete Me is a subscription service that removes your personal information from the largest people search databases on the web, and in the process helps prevent potential ID theft, doxing, and phishing scams. I just started using Delete Me and I got my regular personalized privacy report. I was shocked what they found and removed. It was pages of information about me that I did not want online. Here's how it works. You sign up and provide Delete Me with exactly what information you want deleted, and their experts take it from there. I cannot tell you how relieved I felt to have Delete Me. And you know, it's also a great service for your parents or grandparents to help protect them from identity theft. DeleteMe is not just a one-time service. DeleteMe is always working for you, constantly monitoring and removing the personal information you do not want on the internet. Take control of your data and keep your private life private by signing up for DeleteMe, now at a special price for my listeners. Today, get 20% off your DeleteMe plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use promo code ETM at checkout. The only way you get 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and enter code ETM at checkout. joindeleteme.com/ETM. Go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use code ETM for 20% off. In those moments when money is just not moving as fast as your dreams, Earnin provides the financial momentum you need to keep moving forward. Earnin is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. You just download the Earnin app and verify your paycheck. Then you access up to $100 a day as you work, and you can leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. I honestly would use Earnin in lots of different ways, but what's on my mind recently is I need a night out. I need some good tacos to sip on a few virgin margaritas and celebrate you all helping this podcast earn 26 million downloads. Make Earnin a part of your financial routine and join Earnin's over 3.5 million customers who say things like, "When I think about Earnin, I think about financial stability and security. Gives me a lot of peace of mind." Download Earnin today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin app, type in "Talkin' Money" under podcast when you sign up. It will really help the show. Talkin' Money under podcast. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank, subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank & Trust, member FDIC.
Hey, my name's Otis Gray, host of The Daily Book Club, a daily podcast where I read wonderful old books one chapter at a time. Simple as that. Whether you want to get engaged and lost in a fascinating story that has stood the test of time, or just relax to a good book, listen to The Daily Book Club to get wrapped up or unwind during your day. We'll read classic stories like Pride and Prejudice, The Enchanted April, The Wind in the Willows, beautiful stories all told from start to finish. And you can even do a real book club. Tune into The Daily Book Club Discord and discuss the readings with other book club listeners. However you want to listen, it's your choice. Subscribe to The Daily Book Club on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere else. New episodes every single day. So sit back, relax, and get lost in The Daily Book Club.
Next item is our beneficiary check. Not the most fun, not the most sexy, but this is something you're going to do for your loved ones, because if something were to happen to you, I can probably guess that you want to make sure that the money goes directly to the person that you want it to go to. So this can be your bank accounts, your investment accounts, your life insurance, anything that you own that has a beneficiary. I want you to just take a moment. You can usually do all of this online, so it's super fast. And I want you to just make sure that the beneficiary is who you want it to be. So a couple of years ago, I worked with somebody who came to me in a panic because her fiance had passed away. And she knew that he had life insurance, but they never really had a discussion about it. Well, when he looked at the beneficiary of the life insurance, he actually had named his sister and hadn't changed the beneficiary to his fiance. So the life insurance carriers, they don't care. Whoever the beneficiary is, that is who the money is going to. So there was this huge family feud. And of course, you can imagine it didn't work out very well for my friend. But those are just things, I never want you to have that situation happen to you. So just take a moment, just make sure it's who you want it to be. Even if you're like 99% certain, just take that pause and really look into it. All right, we're rounding out to our last two items on the list. The next one is time to talk about your life insurance. Time to look at it, Maybe you need a will, maybe you need a trust. Now's a good time to make a plan for those items. There's so many great online life insurance companies. We've talked about Ladder, we've talked about Haven Life, where you can literally shop for your life insurance online in a matter of minutes. You can get a quote and you can have your coverage pretty quickly. So most of those carriers are term life insurance, which means that you are essentially renting the life insurance for a specific period of time. If nothing happens to you during that period of time, which of course I hope is the case, then you either need to purchase a new life insurance or you just let your life insurance policy expire. A will is also super important just to make sure that the items that you have, that you love, that you cherish, that they go to the people that you want them to go to. I believe you're never too young to have a will. There are a lot of really inexpensive ways to create a will, a lot of great companies online now. You don't have to necessarily go to an estate planning attorney and spend a lot of money. If you have more complex money situations, I would definitely suggest using an estate planning attorney, but it's certainly something that you don't have to do. All right, the last item on our list, on our summer money to-do list, is looking for those pesky unwanted subscriptions. I do this every year and I'm always surprised at the subscriptions that we have that I thought I canceled or I didn't know existed. And again, it's just a few extra bucks here and there to put to better use. One of the apps that I'm loving a lot is called Truebill, and you can not only manage your spending, but you can also look for unwanted subscriptions. There are lots of other apps that do this as well, but it's kind of nice to use an app that kind of searches through your bank account, finds those subscriptions, and you can say, okay, yeah, I want to keep that one, or no, I want to do away with that one. So the whole idea of finding this extra money, all this extra money in your bank account that's possible by doing the summer money to-do list, is that you then take that money and you reroute it towards other things, towards your emergency fund, towards debt payoff, maybe to student loans, maybe just to have some fun with the money. Whatever you want to do, it's just extra money that you can put to better use. So again, I know this may feel like a lot, but my suggestion is to pick one or two items to review maybe each week or even each month that work for you in your life and just leave the rest behind. If there are some on this that you've already done or don't apply to you, great. Just move on to the rest of the list. Because money is already stressful enough, and my job here is really to help you figure out how to de-stress, knowing that you've got your money working for you and not against you, that you are in control. So at the end of the day, I just want you to lay your head down on a hot summer night, hopefully with some air conditioning, and be able to think about anything on your mind other than money. That's my goal for you. So give yourself a huge hug for listening to this episode and taking some time out to do these items on your to-do list. If you enjoyed this episode, do me a favor, share it with a friend or family member who can also join in the fun. Maybe they're your accountability partner here on the Summer Money To-Do List. I'll see you back here in a few days for a brand new episode.